Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Soul Power Live presents Embracing Love Retreat. It's a wellness event to inspire women to embrace your most important treasure, you. This two-day event will include therapeutic massage, a concert, healthy living presentations, exhibitors, and more. So much more fun, November 15th through the 17th at Dolce Atlanta Peachtree, 201 Aberdeen Parkway, Peachtree City, Georgia. For more information, soulpowerlive.com.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, my brother, Jack Armstrong. And guess what, Jenny? I'm an A-word. I am all with the one. Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. But before we do anything, before we get into, go deep into our consciousness, before we even think about expanding and blowing up, it is very, very important to know who and what we are, what we're standing on, what we're standing in. So let me bring my dear sister friend to just remind us who we be, who we is, who we are. Carly.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
That is the truth of our identity. The identification of the entity called us, called you, called me. I am that I am, and if you don't feel it, if you're feeling disconnected, we're going to support you, encourage you, assist you to return to yourself. Because when you return to yourself, you will truly live from a place of plentitude and tap into your divine inner magic. Agape Choir, return to me.
With every breath, return in and begin with me. With every breath, return.
Yeah.
with every breath we take, and begin with ease. With every breath we take.
To remind you, yeah, she's all that and more. A song to remind you to live from a consciousness of plentitude. Get ready for some spiritual surgery. We're going to support you to return to yourself. And when you return to yourself, it's a journey. Sometimes it's scary, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's messy, sometimes you don't even have a clue. Sometimes you just scream out, what the flip is going on? All this work I'm doing and I'm still here. My relationship is still jacked up. I have no money. I have a roommate. I can't seem to be happy. But you know what? It's just all about shifting the way you look at it. Yes, there's always something better. Yes, there's always another perception. But if you shift your perception right where you are and allow yourself understand, or like some people would say, understand or overstand, that even in your mess, God, Goddess, goodness is there. It will change your life. Try it. When you're going through the most challenging experience, convince yourself that God is in it. And if you don't understand it, and you say, how can God be in here and my whole life is upside down? Then you need a new understanding of God. Return to me, Agape Choir, offering us a prayer to return to God, to return to the goodness, to return to the goddess, to return to the divine with every breath. Not half-hearted, not part-time love kind of thing, but really just fall in love with love. And when you fall in love with love, oh, my God, everybody's going to say you're crazy. Well, maybe not everybody, but most people will think you're crazy. Well, it really doesn't matter. As long as you're comfortable with your crazy. Everybody trying to be sane or pretend to be sane, and we flip it up. I almost said the other word. People are flipping up their life. The politicians are flipping up the country, if you know what I mean. Pretending and come and tell us it's all about jobs and the economy. It's all about jobs and the economy. Shut the flip up. Okay, I digress. Let me return to me. But it's true. It's true. Sound bites don't help, doesn't heal. Real conversations, authenticity, vulnerability, heart-to-heart connection is what it's about. And we can't do that unless we learn or give ourselves the space to return to ourselves, to return to our own guilt, our own shame, our own fears. And until you can be with your own judgment, you can't be with others. Until you can be with your own pain, you can't help others. And if you want to return to that divine inner magic, well, guess what? You got to go back to yourself. You got to get through the dark to see the light. And the light is you. Agape Choir. To find out more about the Agape Choir, their website address, their virtual home is agapelive.com, agapelive.com. If you want to download some of their chants, if you're a regular love streamer, go to soundofagape.com, soundofagape.com. You can wake up to songs like this, chants like this, prayer like this, and when you take one pill a day, one pill a day of the agape chant, you'll be good. Set the tone for your life. Let's set the tone, continue to set the tone for the transformation that is happening. And I joyfully welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And you can't help but make a difference. Even if you don't know you're making a difference, you're making a difference. You can be the one that's creating the energy of boredom or antagonistic. Oh, my God, he gets on my nerves. He just gets on my nerves. You can be the one that brings joy, that brings healing. The great news about that is you get to choose how you want to show up. It's real simple. And when you make a difference, the whole world changes. You see change all over the place. And then we start saying, oh, my God, it's a miracle. Yeah, it is, because you change your perception from fear to love. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I Am is your host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And I say yes to this moment. I say yes to life. And I welcome you for this gathering around the fire of transformation to be inspired and transformed. My guest is in the house. I won't do what I was going to do. I'll do it later. I was close to doing it, though, because I'm going to ask her about that. I know she's giggling right now. My guest, she has another name I gave her. I call her the Giggler. But before we get to that, I want to welcome all of you that are listening. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being the light, shining the light. Those of you listening online, on the phone lines, those of you listening on the archive, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, we want to welcome those our listeners on Within Radio. Thank you all for tuning in and committing, setting the intention to be the change you want to see. We need each other. And trust me, there's more to remind us that we need each other. So it's time to keep doing that spiritual work. Keep doing your spiritual work. It's okay. Sometimes you stand in the mirror of your life and you feel like your spiritual muscle is not developed. And then you think you need a shortcut to go get some kind of steroids, but no, just keep pumping away. Just keep breathing. Just keep meditating. Just keep forgiving. Don't worry. The muscle is getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and you won't even know how strong it is until you need it. In the meantime, let's bring the church lady on because she's ready to help you pump your spiritual muscle. And if you don't know, if you're new listeners, then don't worry. It's an old joke. But if you really need me to tell you what I mean by the church lady, actually, maybe that brought us some trigger for you. Get over it. Hello, church lady, also known as Celeste Morgan.
Hello, Life Coach Today. How are you doing today?
I am grateful. I am grateful. I am grateful. That's how I'm doing. That's how I'm being. That's how I feel. I am really, really grateful for this gathering and to be able to have this conversation, you know?
I'm living from a consciousness of plentitude, and I want to thank all the beautiful listeners that are in the house today, my dear sister Akasha from France, glowing gooch over there, Janubia, love and happiness, ruler of the vibes, sun goddess. A special shout-out to my oldest granddaughter. I see Veronica. Raise your hand. Get a reading, my baby. And real quick, before she announced me,
Life Coach Today. You say granddaughter? You're only 25. What you doing having a granddaughter? What?
I am so proud that I have been living on this earth for 43 years. How old am I? Okay, 43. That I don't play any games, honey. I don't want to do my 20s over. But I'm so happy to guide my granddaughter who's in her 20s. I'm all good. Well, that's a whole other story. We're a Brady Bunch family, but I claim her.
Celeste,
she also is a Black Mitchell Park reader.
Should I mess with you? You fast.
Leave me alone.
Okay,
I know, right?
Go ahead.
And she's also a Black Angel card reader, Life Coach Today. So she's my first student. So maybe one day she'll call and drop some cards on us. But let me get to the announcements. We're ready for Akasha, aren't we?
Akasha Bird. I wanted to make the Akasha Bird sound, but I don't know what that sounds like.
Oh, leave my girl alone. And we got people lined up for readings, but we're going to have a conversation with Akasha, and then the church lady will move over and play your favorite phone operator and get your names, okay? We're ready for you.
All right, church lady, do the announcements.
Excuse any background. I figure it's better for you to hear me than me to be fighting the wind. So just let me know if it gets out of control, okay, Life Coach Today?
I know you got it. All is well.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find our favorite Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss some live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes, like I do, by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, or anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our guests can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of November is living from a consciousness of plentitude. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow we have a panel of powerful men, Ashende Among, Kasembe Abena, Joe Kelly, and Don Wolf are joining Life Coach today for Raising Boys to Men. Join them for practical tools you can use and their wisdom on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations radio network. Be sure to join Ambassadora, the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with the Day of New Feloche on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you really are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian, rock, and much more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 12radio.com. And if you missed the show coming up this Saturday, you can catch a rebroadcast this Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you a brand new, hot, off-the-presses MP3 guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I'm using it regularly, and I'm getting in alignment with my good. So to make a donation and check out the experience for yourself, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover. Don't click on a Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations radio fan like pages and click the donate button. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing family and dealing patiently with all my background noises. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
I'm giving you a hug. I know that was something for you. I understand. Yeah. Thank you. Well, it's a good practice. It's a practice. You know, what you did is give us an example how, you know, in life there are distractions, but we don't have to be distracted by the distractions. We can just stay focused on what we're doing. So you did that very well. Good job, church lady.
Oh, I appreciate it. Have a great show, and give my girl a big hug for me.
I certainly will. All right, Celeste, thanks a lot. See you around one.
Indeed.
Life is good. It's getting better, and I have a smile on my face because I see a friend listening that I haven't spoken to in a while. You know you need to call me back, right? I left a message for you, Jay Nubia. Oh, my God, can you feel the love? I feel like I hear Elton John. Okay, those of you who don't listen to the show regularly, you don't know that I have a singing voice. Well, unfortunately, my singing voice always goes out for a gig, like around, you know, midnight. You know how singers, you know how they get. They come back around 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock. So my singing voice is sleeping. But I'm hearing a song, but I just want to release it. Should I sing it? Ooh, I heard an echo of no, so I won't sing. But I was going to sing Can You Feel the Love Tonight? That's what I was just sharing that with you. But anyway, Can you? Don't do it. Don't do it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And, yes, thank you all for being here. My sister, my friend is in the house. I'm going to read a little something about her. And we want to take a journey with Akasha Bird. And through her journey, create a space for you to see yourself, to see who you really are, to experience your journey all over and recognize that we all have a story. Sometimes we try and delete a chapter in our story or trying to hide the book of our lives, but we all have stories. And no matter how we judge it, describe it, all the experiences that you went through, it belongs. It is important. It is very important to honor it all. And then we're going to do a reading. So let me tell you, I know sometimes people get impatient when it comes to readings. Like, I want my reading now. Can you just start talking? No, you need to learn to meditate and come back when you get your act together. Help me, Jesus. This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a conversation with Akasha Bird. And the plan is to talk up till around 1 o'clock. Just letting you know so everybody can be at peace. Nobody needs to trip. So after 1, well, around 1, Celeste would do celestial moment, and then we do readings. Now you know what's going to happen. But if you listen with your inner ear, you will actually receive the answer before you actually get to talk to Akasha or myself. Just saying. So here we go. Let me read a little bit about this wonderful woman who I love so dearly. I love her energy. The first time we met virtually, I fell in love with her. And she had me at hello. Akasha, you had me at hello. Especially with that giggle. All right, let me read a little bit about her. I need to do this first. Bear with me. Oh, yeah. If you didn't hear earlier, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts. Now, I'll tell you this. If you have any questions, you better call in early, or you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, like page, what I call the LAN page. That's like and fan put together. Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, LAN page, or Life Conversations Radio, LAN page. Akasha Bird is a medicine woman, healer, channel, psychic, artist, designer, and so much more. But, you know, people will get tired of the title, but she just gives you a little bit of herself. Akasha is passionate about the divine feminine and is happy to help individuals reestablish the balance between the divine masculine and divine feminine. Akasha has been on a personal healing journey and has trained in many healing practices over the last decade. She also graduated in the Healing the Light Body course through the Four Winds Society, which was founded by Alberto. Ooh, fun. Bilodeau. Okay, Akasha, when you come on, you got to tell me how to pronounce that man's last name because I don't like messing people's name up. To find out more about Akasha's work, what she's doing, she is a busy woman. Her website address is Divine Inner Magic. Divine Inner Magic. And today she's here to support us in tapping into that divine inner magic. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my dear friend who is showing up as a guest. She's my sister. She's myself, Akasha Bird. I want to make a sound, but I won't. Hey, Akasha Giggler.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. Ooh, look at all the people and fans are noisy. Tell them to be quiet. We've got a show to do. What time is it over there?
It's 6:30. It's just gone dark now, so we're here in the winter.
It is so nice to have you here. I am joyfully looking forward to what unfolds, and I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so excited. It's really good fun to be here, and hello everyone listening. I hope you're well and sort of surrounded by the love vibe that I can feel. You should have sung the song. It was really funny.
Can you feel the love tonight? Blame it on Akasha. I wasn't trying to sing, but she told me to do it.
You so wanted to.
That's the reading she gave me. Okay, before I get carried away, which I haven't got carried away yet, how do you pronounce Alberto's last name?
Velodo. You said it perfectly.
Oh, thank you very much. See, I told you, you had me at hello. I just love you. You said I said it perfectly. Okay, cool.
All right.
Let's take a journey into who you are. Let's talk about the journey of a medicine woman, the journey of a healer, of a psychic, and how you, you know, the process, the experiences that you went through to get to where you are today, where now you are using your life experiences and so much more to assist people. But before we do that, I must ask you this question. It's a simple question, but I need to get it out of the way so we can focus on the really important questions. So this question is, who are you? Who is Akasha Bird?
throw me a spanner. Yeah. Douche. Who am I? Jeez, I don't really know, but I guess I'm a person who has gone through many obstacles to find what I was here to do, and I'm a truth speaker. I'm very truthful, and I'm here in a female physical body. I don't identify fully with my I don't identify just with my body. I definitely feel like I'm a star being, and that I come from somewhere quite far away, but you know, that my dimension that I belong to is not necessarily the physical. And I think that's why for me this lifetime and my previous ones physically enduring for me and emotionally strainful. And I, for a lot of my many years, or in this lifetime anyway, I've really very often felt the great desire to leave this earth plane. And it was through experiencing energy healing and seeing a shaman for the first time that I was aware that I could change what I was given, or what I could perceive as who I was, so being a physical being. And through that, understanding a lot about my childhood, a lot about my previous lives, and a lot about why I'm here. And when I understood that, I just felt a real sense of freedom and a real sense of being able to expand outside of myself, and then realize that everything that seemed so weird to me was actually justified for me. And that enabled me to then come to peace with why I was here, and to then decide that I was going to commit fully to being in this physical body and commit fully to my divine purpose, which is to help raise the vibration of this earth by empowering as many people as I can, by transmitting this love and joy and enlightenment vibration that I try my very best to stay in as much as possible.
I understand. Now, if I was to summarize everything you just said, I'll put it in one statement and say, well, you're trying to tell us that you're an alien in a human body. Is that what you're telling us?
Basically. I'm just going to put it out there at the beginning.
Well, you know. But the truth is, a lot of us are aliens in the human body. But, you know, it's there's a negative connotation about aliens or the spirit realm. And I know most of my listeners always felt different, because I know it's all about a vibrational alignment. Most of us can relate to feeling challenges. I mean, you and I talked earlier today, and what came up for me as we were talking is I remember how I always felt like different. I felt like something was wrong, but I worked hard to blend in. And yeah. It was not during my adult stage. Well, actually, yeah, I'm not an adult often, but every now and then I get into that stage and just hang out in there for a little while. But it's not in that, you know, through my spiritual work that I learn to be comfortable with what is different about me. And the truth is, we are all different. Everybody has that unique quality, but this physical plane is not always. I mean, it's a school, so it's all part of the journey into that divine inner magic, which we'll talk about real soon. I want to kind of unpack some of the things you said. Can you sort of give us, let's unpack the whole thing when you talk about growing up, the challenges, and how you were able to get to a point that where you are today. So let's think of, well, before you were Akasha Bird, who were you? What did your mama and your papa call you?
My birth name is Nancy Louise, and my family name is Raymel, and that's my dad's name. He's French, and he was born in Tunisia, and my mom's Irish, from Protestant, though she's actually far back as Scottish, so it's a bit of a mixed family. I guess for me, the you know, being the name change in itself was just happened without any control. It just came through a channeling, and they were like, this is your name, and you know, that's what you are meant to be called. And my mum was with me that day when I was channeling, and she was like, oh yeah, that's your name, Akasha, okay, yeah. And she calls me Bird, so that's my nickname.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, I think I want to go slightly different direction here, because I wanted to ask about your childhood. But one thing you said that just caught my attention is the idea of your mom was with you when you're channeling. I know there are some people I know that if they would never, ever, ever, ever this lifetime let their parents hear them channel. So how did that happen, that you and your mom developed a relationship that channeling around her was normal? How did that happen?
Well, my mom is a seeker, and she's very far out. She's a beautiful, loving woman. I really love my mom. But we never really were close, and I didn't confide in her at all. Until about 2 years ago, she had a healing by this guy, Wayne Brewer, and this is quite far out, but he removes reptilian energy and reptilian DNA, and she had that. And honestly, since my mom's had that healing, I mean, she was amazing before, and she's been a seeker. She's always been, you know, into new age stuff and, you know, spirituality and raw food and all that. But honestly, after she had that healing, it was like, oh my God, I have a complete different mom. And we could reconnect then. So I guess the answer is my mom's super far out. And, you know, and we've been told that we were soulmates. I know people want to hear that they're soulmates, you know, not your mom. But it's true, and we get on really well now, and it's really good fun because we're very different, but we share a lot of similar ideas. So,
It's funny, every question I ask you, you throw me, like you said, a spanner. In America, they call it a monkey wrench. You throw me a spanner, and I'm like, okay, let's talk a little bit about that, a little bit, because, you know, there might be some listeners saying, what did she just say? A reptilian DNA? A reptilian energy? Isn't that the Illuminati? I don't know about that. What is that? Just give us a brief summary of what that is.
Okay.
Since you went there, you know.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hold off, Megan.
No, like this is a big fundamental part of my work, actually. In my shamanic training, becoming a medicine woman, there was a lot of work we did around extraction work, so exorcism. And it's nothing to be afraid of. It's not something that's like so been portrayed as so freaky, you know. It's not like that. But it is important to see that, you know, we have energy fields and that we do pick up entities, and that is quite common if it's deceased loved ones or just lost souls. And when I did that training, I wasn't told about the reptilians, and, you know, I'd seen David Icke and read a book and just been like, well, no, actually, sorry, I didn't read a book, but I was, you know, I saw videos of him, and everyone was like, oh, he's a nutcase. So I kind of just picked up on, oh, he's a nutcase kind of thing. And then it was like my mom put me on to Betsy Morgan, who's my channeling teacher. And then she was talking about Wayne, and then Wayne Brewer, who removes reptilians, he, you know, my mom was like, I'm going to have a session with him. I know I have to do that. And when she had the session, he said to her, look, tell your children about this, because the reptilian DNA can be passed on from generation to the next. So I went straight for healing, because I was like, no way are you guys staying in my DNA. That's not happening. So, and
I know that's right.
Yeah, like that's so my character. I'm just like, let's just deal with it now. I don't want to wait. And I think a lot of people are afraid of these energies. And the thing is, like, I think if you really look at this planet and this the way it is, and this is my opinion. I just want to express that. I don't expect anyone to have the same belief as me, but this is my vision and my reality. So, you know, think what you like, and I'm not pushing, I don't want to push this on anyone, but the thing is, if you look at school systems and the food and the tax system, politics and all that, you start to wonder, like, what the hell is going on? And you do question, like, when I started my healing journey, I was like, okay, well, this is all about healing, so, you know, obviously we've all been wounded and, you know, we've all been a victim, a perpetrator, a rescuer, and so we've lived through and we're here to experience. And then I was like, yeah, but it doesn't answer my fundamental question of why is it that we're not working as a collective to raise consciousness and vibration. And then reading the book by Wayne Brewer, and when he explains the reptilians and, you know, how it's all working out, and then to remember that the light and the dark is super important. You know, we came here to experience. It's in a world of free will, so the light and the dark are necessary. So we've come here, and it's not to be like, oh, if they weren't here, da-da-da-da-da. It's just to experience and see what resonates with you and what the truth for you is. And if you look at kids, like little children that go to school, and I'm a really against schools in the sense of, you know, how we have to sit still and conform to one kind of learning process that is not right for every child. And I question everything, and I'm like, that doesn't feel right to me. And basically, they're said to have been here before humans, and you know, they're on a lower frequency, and so they live through that. They feed through drama, sex at a lower vibration, not spiritual sex, and weird foods and killing and all that. And you know, you believe what you want, but I think for me, what I understood from it is when you have reptilians in your energy field or in your DNA, you're very likely to be manipulated and controlled in a certain way. And many people do the law of attraction and all that, and they're like, I just can't get through it. Nothing's happening. Nothing's changing. You know, and a lot of that is emotional blocks, past life karmic blocks, lineage blocks. But also there's these entities that can stop people. And it's like, it's really weird, and I don't fully understand, but I've seen it, and I started working removing them, And a lot of my clients are like, oh my God, my life is completely different. And even myself, I find before, I found it quite difficult to have a total hold on my emotions. Like I could easily swing into kind of deep depression or deep anger or jealousy. And since having have them removed, it's like I can just stay still and be like, oh yeah, I could do that right now, but I think I'll just stay still and, you know, sit quietly and see what happens. You know, whereas before I didn't have that full control. So I know this is a bit far out. Sorry, I'll stop talking.
As I listen to you, and I get it, and I wanted you to speak a little bit more about it since you brought it up. But it's important to know, because I always say, you know, life is not for wimps, and the spiritual journey is definitely for gladiators. And the truth is, if we really think about what the spiritual journey is, it's about, it's, we say everything is energy. If everything is energy, and we individually, we're nothing but energy fields. So, I mean, it's too much for some people to think about, because people are, it's based on what people are moving through, the challenges they have. They just want to be happy right now. But on a spiritual journey, it asks for you to go deeper and do your own learning and read and ask deeper questions, as opposed to, I mean, why is this happening to me? Why me? Sometimes you got to open yourself up to a new reality. So, you know, one thing I can say is you bring it in a way that's digestible. Well, for me, might be scary for some people. But I also must say, bless David Icke's heart. David Icke, I mean, he brought a lot of awareness to it, but he does make you feel like, oh, my God. So that, I definitely won't recommend his book. It's not that I don't have anything against his work, but it's too strong for people.
It's too strong, and I totally agree with you. It is scary because, you don't really want to read about, like, you know, satanical sort of, you know, child kidnappings and things like that, because it's too much. I mean, obviously it needs to be acknowledged, but it also can really throw you off. But I think coming from it from a perception of what feels right for you. So again, that's what I really teach, and, you know, is like, you know, take whatever you feel is right. Like, no one else knows better than yourself. And no healer, no guide, no one. You know what feels right for you. And if you feel that something resonates with you, then it's good, because it can help. But if it doesn't, then it's not your path. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And, you know, and I would say to listeners, you know, if what you're hearing right now feels like, oh, my God, I can't digest that, don't digest it. Don't just puke it up if you need to. Get it out of your system, breathe, and hold on. The great thing about this journey is we can literally pick and choose how we want to live our lives. We create our reality and find what works for you. And what doesn't work for you, leave it alone. It's not that deep. It's really not that deep, because whenever you're ready to go to the next level, whatever that is for you, you will be led there, and it will be a nice flow. Sometimes a little bit challenging, but you'll be ready for the information. And I would even go as far as saying, if you're hearing this conversation, there's part of you that's ready for it. Now, you do your research. You go find out if you think something Akasha said, like, oh, I want to find, go do your research. But I always say the same thing. You do not have to believe anything I say, because really I am expressing truth as I understand it, the ancient wisdom as I understand it. But the truth is, you listeners, you are the expert of your own life. And that's very, very important to know. And we're here to support you on that journey. If you're just joining us, my guest is Akasha Bird. She's a medicine woman, a healer, channel, psychic, artist, designer, and so much more. And we're going to do readings a little bit after one. Right now, we get into know her some more, go deeper, get into her business. And we're talking about tapping into your divine inner magic. What is that? What is that divine inner magic? Before you talk about that, Akasha, I want to ask you, what was it like your childhood? What was that like for you? And, you know, if you can kind of, you know, summarize it. And what was the catalyst to meeting the shaman that you talked about earlier, where the whole thing turned for you and you got to see your life differently?
Okay. I was born in England, and I lived there till I was 7, then came to France, and my parents divorced. My dad was a heavy alcoholic, and then I have 3 brothers, no sisters, and I grew up in the southwest of France and had to go to school and be a kid in the countryside, which I loved being in the countryside, but it was being brought up between 2 countries, so I always felt like I was an outsider. And I understood later on that I was very that I was an empath, and I picked up on energy all around me, and so I was constantly trying to heal everything around me and regain balance, which wasn't possible, just to do it on my own, and I didn't understand it. So I was quite miserable my whole childhood and my adolescence. I felt really, like, sort of angry and frustrated, and I didn't understand this world, or, you know, like, I just felt upset all the time. And I loved sleeping. Because that's when I got to get away. So when I was 17 or 18, between 17 and 18, I can't remember for sure, I went to see a healer, a shaman, who worked with the American Indian tradition. And she did a journey and a healing, and she had this little geometric dome in her garden. And it was so far out for me. I just was like, I didn't grow up with a religion or any background. My dad doesn't believe in God. He's a complete atheist. He thinks it's weird. And my mom was a hippie. So, you know, there was never really. But I did go to Steiner School. I don't know if you know Steiner School. So I did have an interest in the fairy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Only in England before I came to France. So then I saw this healer, and she did a journey, and it was back in ancient Rome, and I was a musician, and, you know, told me all this stuff, and I just left, I just left her place, and I was like, that's what I want to be. I want to be a healer. And I believed that I couldn't, because I didn't have an American Indian grandmother, so I was just like, oh, well, you know, damn. You know, I didn't believe I had the abilities to, but it was in that moment that I knew that I could change what was given to me through healing. And I went back home and told my mom, and she was like, oh, do you remember that dream you used to have? And when I was little, I had dreams all the time, like recurring, traumatic, crazy dreams. And she said, oh, that's exactly like one of your dreams. And for me, that was like instant kind of, okay, yeah, this is really real for me. And throughout my journey, all the dreams that I had when I was little have been past lives, and things that I've needed to heal, that healers have said, oh, you had this lifetime, and they didn't know about my dreams. And it's just, there's been so many kind of like, wow, okay, this is really far out, very simple, but really far out. And and so that's what brought me to becoming a healer, when I found out I could, when I was taught later on in England. I was training near Manchester, and I was told, yeah, no, it's just about applying. If you really want to do this, you can. And I think that's one of my main things to say to people is, you know, if you want to do this work and you have a passion for it, it's not that you probably have the gifts, but you're maybe not aware of them, or, you know, a lot of people feel that way. And I think it's good to remind people that whatever you want to do in life, you just do it. Like, there's a Nike ad, but no, but it's just really, you know, just go for it. And if there's a passion there, then there's definitely abilities to, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, before we moving closer to the 1 o'clock hour, I want to fast forward and talk about that. You know, being able to do, you know, the whole thing about tapping into the essence of who we are, and maybe later on I'll have some more questions. But you and I talked about the channeling. You know, sometimes I think we've become a society now where it's more acceptable. Well, maybe because it is to me. I mean, truly, we only see what we're looking with. So for me, it's acceptable. Before, I didn't even know what that was. But now it's kind of like I'm fascinated by it and learning as well. You and I talked this morning. You were talking about how anybody can channel. Can you speak more about that?
Yeah.
And why it's important to even want to do that?
Yeah, a lot of my students, they basically have, a lot of people carry fear around spirituality and the occult. Can you hear the bell?
Yes, that's it. That's the affirmation from the angel saying, you're right, they carry fear. Yes, we can hear the bell.
Yes,
that's funny.
I live near a church, so there's the bell from the village in the southwest of France. So, a lot of people carry fear around spirituality, and a lot of people in past lives have, you know, in their past lives been, killed or punished for being spiritual, especially by the church in some sort of way. And for me, what I see is the feminine working with the earth, you know, the magic of the earth and all that, has been condemned. So a lot of people come to me and they have that fear still in their energy field. But once you remove that and you take it away, and not everyone has that, but you can then connect to your guides, to, you know, the fairies, the archangels and all that. And it's just about making yourself available. I remember my teacher, Betsy Morgan, who taught me, she was just like, all you have to do is be a fool for God. So you just have to turn up at the page. I do that a lot with my art as well. You just have to be present with it. And in channeling, it's really simple. And a lot of the times you'll be like, oh, I'm making this up. And, you know, this is just me and da-da-da-da-da. And and then, you know, my what I say about that is, you know, just do it anyway. Just commit fully to it and then judge yourself afterwards, like when you've reread or re-listened to what you're channeling. And the other important thing is, it's very important that you set your intention before doing it so that you're not opening your channel up to any energy around, because there are energies that aren't for your highest and best. So the best is to be really clear with your intention, ask for the highest and most loving guide. And then it is really about surrendering and trusting what's coming through. That's pretty much it.
did you say Betsy said you got to be a fool for God?
Yeah, you have to be willing to be a fool for God. And it's playing, you know, and it's connecting to your inner self. So it's being really, you know, really gentle with your inner self when you're doing something like that. It's really important to be like, look, I'm going to give you a go, and, you know, I'm going to be really nice to you, like you would with a child, you know.
No, I understand that. And that's the fear, you know, because we, generally speaking, we spend most of our lives trying to learn how to control our life, how to be an adult, how to be responsible. And then on the spiritual journey, it's like the whole process about let go of control. Let your life happen. Trust what you don't see. It's like, I got a degree. I paid a lot of money for this degree, and I must learn to control my life. Now you're talking about letting. No, I can't do that. So I get it. Now, before we take a break, actually, we'll take a break now, and then we'll do a celestial moment and start taking calls. And you're going to be doing some readings, right, through channeling. Is that correct?
Yeah, it'd be my pleasure.
Okay, and before we do the channeling, the reading part, I want you to talk when we come back after the break. I want you to talk about your process, because I listen to your process, and I'll tell you right now, I'm always laughing when you're whistling. I can't even do it now because I'm laughing. It just cracks me up.
I laugh and whistle at the same time.
Oh, but you struggle. You've been like trying not to laugh or trying to whistle.
Oh,
and so
I'm always struggling. I'm always laughing my head off.
Yes. So when we come back after Celestial Ruby, I want you to talk about the process of what you do before you channel and why that is important, and then we'll start taking calls, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. My guest is Akasha Bird. Today's topic, today's conversation is around tapping into your divine inner magic, which we actually haven't talked about. So we'll talk about that when we come back on the break. If you have any questions, thoughts, disagreements, fears, doubt, worries, bring it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. This is the House of Love, and we are here to support you on your transformation journey. So whatever you're moving through, we are here to support you. You can post your questions, comments, or thoughts as well on the land pages, like or fan pages, Ask Life Coach at a radio show, like page, fan page, or the Life Conversations radio fan page. We are going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That is the intention. For more information about sponsorship, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. In the process of change, returning back to yourself. We also want to invite you, if you feel that this show has inspired you, touched you, helped you to see yourself differently, and you want to share your energy with us, you can donate to the show by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, or just go to the fan-like pages, and there's a donate button there. It's now time for Celeste, the church lady, but now she's a numerologist, our in-house numbers lady, archivist. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach today, and I just want to thank you for yet another amazing show. We both get to work on this, but I just don't feel so alone when we have guests who are willing to share their story. So, and I know all the other light workers out there, but as one who is claiming it as a healer myself, I just want to say thank you to the both of you for your deep sharing and conversation today before I go into Celestial Moment.
You're very welcome. Did we play your songs yesterday when you were doing Celestial Moment?
Man, I can't tell. Good luck.
No, that's right. I almost don't remember what happened yesterday, but something came up. I was like, wait a minute, where's the song? But here it is, and it's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Go ahead, Celeste. Do your thing.
Well, I'm dedicating this to the hawk, which is one of your nicknames, and a very special bird over in France, Akasha. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 11, so we're going to add one more time to play with the number 2. Because the 11 has all the aspects of the 2, enhanced and charged with charisma, leadership, and inspiration. It is a number with inborn duality. So let's play right there. When you add 1 plus 1, we get 2. And the meaning of 2 is balance. What's the best way to get mastery over your life through the gifts of balance and groundedness? The perfect symbol for number 2 is also found in the yin-yang symbol, the blending of the light and dark, positive and negative dancing as one. We are everything when we truly see each other. 2 is also the high priestess in tarot. We call her the first teacher on this spiritual journey. She's your intuition, or that little voice speaking to you, a direct connection to the soul within, expressed outwardly when you learn to pay attention. It becomes easier to trust these messages when we learn to trust ourselves. Now, 2 also shows up as the hawk in the medicine cards, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Hawk, messenger of the sky, circle my dreams and teach me the message as we fly. Hawk is akin to Mercury, and given the recent journey we experienced through the Mercury retrograde, which is now over, yay, and the collective stories we make up about it, I thought it would be an excellent time to take a good look at the messenger of the gods. Are we in alignment to receive? What do we see when we look at our creations? Hawk medicine teaches us to be observant, to look at our surroundings for nuances of power. Observe the obvious in everything that we do and call it good. You are your own best masterpiece when you remove all hindrances for allowing your light to shine through. We even get clues along the way. Life is sending us signals through pleasures and challenges and even our fears. We want to connect with our emotions to check And some of these helpful reminders just might be muddying the view. When we are deeply attached to outcomes, we might actually momentarily lose our sight. The message gets lost in the delivery when ego steps before spirit. Clear your channel of any vibration that doesn't help you fly. Then you will unlock your freedom messages when you go up in your spiritual helicopter, rising above to survey the land. You will have more room to receive the gifts of the messenger, which include discernment, intuition, observation, wisdom, courage, and truth, and mighty tools gifted by those who have the ears, heart, mind, and soul desire to listen, to step into living from a consciousness of plenitude. And that's the story of two, told through our friend the Hawk. All is well. I see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. And happy 11, 12, 13 Americans. Europeans get to experience it again in December, so we get to experience it twice when we remember. Thanks.
I love you, Celeste. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You.
With the pre-ordered sound effects that you have over there. I have to turn your music down because you have enough music going on over there.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
All right, talk to you later. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. That was Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Make sure you catch Celeste every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, where she used numbers and movies to take you, I can't remember what she says, but anyway, let me stick to what I do best, right? Yes, it's almost time to start doing readings. I see everybody just kind of like, yeah, they're going to take my calls. Yes, we are. But especially after that celestial moment, it's a good time to talk about the divine inner magic real quick, and then Akasha will talk about her process of channeling all the rituals and invocation, if you will, libation. And hey, Akasha, welcome back.
Hey, and I just want to say I love Celeste too. She's amazing. She's so nice.
Yes,
I love
is.
Her.
She is the best co-producer in the whole wide world. That's
yeah,
right.
You're
I
lucky.
Yes, yes, yes. So, if you're just joining us, my guest is Akasha Bird. We are talking about her journey, really. And as she inspires you to reflect on yours and the challenges that we go through and grow through are there to help us in really recognizing who and what we are. So rather than judge the pain, the struggle, embrace it. And even if you can't embrace it, listen differently, look at it differently. It will lead you to tapping into your divine inner magic if you are willing. Now, let's talk about tapping the divine inner magic, and then we'll start taking calls. What
Great.
Does that
okay.
mean? What is the divine inner magic?
Well, divine inner magic, for me, is really going deep within into yourself and connecting to how I like to see it is when you go deep within, you expand so much that you become everything that you know. And it's really listening to the earth thing, because it's physical, and then listening, sorry, that's the wood burner, just put a log on, and listening to, you know, the sky, so it's the beauty of the marriage between the feminine and the masculine, and we have all these abilities within us, and all the wisdom that we need within us. And divine inner magic for me is, I believe in magic completely and utterly. And I think, you know, there's not enough of great magical stories about elves and fairies and, and you know, that they become real parts of your world if you allow them to come in. And I think when you connect deep within yourself, you can create magic around you. You can manifest what you truly desire in your life. You can be who you want to be. You can change your body to how you want it to be. You can change your appearance. You can change your gifts. You can change everything to how you want it to be. So it's really going in and seeing the depths of this spiritual being that you are.
Yes, I'm smiling as you talk because I know it is the truth. Everything else tells us not to trust what we can't see, but the power lies in what we can't see because we are so much more than what we can see. And when we start tapping into that angelic realm, you know, we start to see ourselves differently. And as you said, we really, really start to honor who we really are, and we recognize that our life and our life experiences are very sacred. And I like the fact that the wood burner is going off as you were talking about connecting with the earth.
Yeah,
that is funny. Now, I'm ready for questions if you are, but I know you're going to do your prayer at the beginning. Tell us why you do that, what that's about, or anything else you want to share around that before you go into it.
You mean when I call in the guides or when I open sacred space?
Well, what's the difference?
Oh, okay. So, sorry. So, when I picked this up in my shamanic training, and I always call in the south, the west, the northeast, Pachamama, Mother Earth, and Father Sky. And that just holds me in a sacred space when I'm working. And so you're setting the intention to be safe and protected and also in connection, in alignment to the earth and the sky. And then I call in my guides and I ask them to be fully present with us all, you know, and thank them for being with me and ask for the highest good and for the highest good of the highest number. And I call for protection. Because I think when you're working with spiritual work, you know, there's a lot of, you know, readers, card readers, things like that that I've met and healers that don't respect these simple things of really creating sacred space. And I think, you know, it just really makes a huge difference because you're working with intention and everything is intention. So you're working in a safe space and, it's important.
Yes, yes, yes. So, when you're ready, you go in. Before you actually do, what do you need from the listeners when they call in? Do you need anything from them in particular?
I've opened sacred space already. Do you want me to do it again, or?
Do it. Yeah, since you brought it up, go ahead and do it. I'm going to mute myself and just let you do your thing.
I whistle, you laugh.
Right, that's why I'm muting myself. But I won't make you laugh because it's hard to whistle when you're laughing.
Okay, so the listeners, if you want to face the south, the west, the northeast, the earth and the sky, if you know which direction it is, I'm sure you do just by instinct and intuition. And, yeah, just make fun of me as much as you like. No, okay. So I always start with the south. So to the winds, makes you want to laugh. To the winds of the south, great serpent Satyamama, come and wrap your causal light around us and teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin. Come and be with us, hold us softly and sacredly in this place of beauty. Come and allow us to teach us and be with us on this beauty way. Ho. To the winds of the west, Mother Sister Jago, Dorango, thank you for coming here, holding this space sacred, being with us, guiding us along this beautiful journey, transcending between the worlds, traveling in and out upon this rainbow bridge. Take us there, be with us, guide us, assist us now. Thank you, ho. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, you've come before us, so you come after us, our children's children. Royal hummingbird, Serekinti, come and be with us, come and hold us on this sacred journey of light, come and teach us to drink from the nectar of life, whatever nourishes our soul, come and be with us, oh. To the winds of the east, great eagle condor, Apuchin, come to us in space for the rising sun, show us the mountains we only dare to dream of, teach us to fly wingtip to wingtip, and allow us to see this bigger, this better picture when we're in times of trouble, to just rise above it and see from the eagle's perspective. Come be with us. Ho. Virgin Mama, beautiful Mother Earth, we gather for the healing of all your people, the stone people, plant people, four-legged, two-legged, creepy crawlers, the fin, the fur, the winged ones, all our relations. Thank you for coming here, holding this space divinely sacred beneath our feet, and allow us to come and dance upon you, beautiful Mother. Come and be with us. Oh. Into thy dynamic is thy sisters, thy brothers, you who are known by a thousand names, and you are the unnameable one, great spirit. Come and be with us. Come and assist us on this journey, this beautiful journey of light, allowing us to step into these beautiful bodies and to be these beautiful peace warriors that we are. Come and hold us sacredly, and I call upon all the angels, the Archangel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, the Elohim, the Council of Twelve, the Andromedans, Pegasus, Orion, Sirius A. Yes, I call you all now, Pleiades and the Arcturians. Thank you for being with us. I ask for a ring of protection around each and every one of us listening. I call upon the goddesses, and I call specifically upon Bridget for my beautiful sister Celeste, who is here. And I also call upon Athena, Isis, Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and any other goddess that wish to present themselves. Artemis, Shilena Giggs, please be with us. And I call upon the Ascendant Masters that are here present. Thank you, thank you. Especially Jesus, I call upon you now. And I also call upon the fairies, each and every one of you that comes dancing in and out of these rooms, these worlds, bringing magic and peace and love to all of us and allowing us to reconnect to this inner childlike self, that we bring forward this divine inner magic from our soul's hearts. And I thank you for listening, all these beautiful people listening, sending you many blessings and allowing us all to bring forward this beautiful light with a deep breath now. And I thank you. Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad you did that. Ooh, I feel it. Yeah. All right, let's go to the first caller here. Let's go to Juanita from Atlanta. How are you doing, my sister friend? Hello, Juanita. We can hear the background, but we can't hear you. Juanita, where are you? Okay, we'll put Juanita back on mute, and we'll come back to you. Let's go to Tony from New York. Hello, Tony. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Everyone today?
Very well. What's your question for Akasha Bird?
I guess I was just looking to get information from Spirit.
Just a general reading, Tony?
Yeah.
Great. Cool. Okay, so I just want you to take a deep breath, really breathing in. And letting out anything that's troubling you at this moment, just breathe it out. Great. And I ask to be a pure neutral channel, and I ask for the highest, most loving, most appropriate guide to bring forward a message of light. Okay, I'm just going to ask you, can you hear me on your computer as well as on your phone? Because there's an echo.
Yeah, I'm going to mute his phone, and then okay. When you finish, Akasha, and then unmute him again.
Great. It's just nice for you to re-listen to it without that. Okay, great. Thank you. So I ask to be a pure neutral channel, and I ask for the highest, most loving, most appropriate guide to bring forward a message of light for Tony today. So taking a deep breath, and what I do is I just allow the guide to come in. Dearest one, this is I, Mother Mary. I come to you for you are in need of love and caring for at this time. It is important that you visualize and that you allow yourself to really take control of your life right now. It is your purpose to step into your beautiful power, one that you have walked away from in many a lifetime, one that you are fearful of. It is now your time to step in fully, completely, with both feet, and allow this golden energy to rise into your being as you feel these wings of light growing from your back. Yes, dearest one, allow them to take place now, for they are yours to have in this lifetime, for you have a divine mission. It is no longer necessary for you to feel that you are not worthy or good enough. It is time for you to cleanse yourself morning, noon, and night, and for you to step into this full power that you are. Know that I am with you, for I guide you, and I always have done so since you were a wee boy. It is important that you know and that you acknowledge this, and you see that the realms of the divinity are here for you to access. It is important that you follow your mission, and that you allow music to come into your life in full and complete materialization, that you allow it to come into matter, and that you visualize what you want before it happens, so you know that you can create the magic that is within your heart. Dearest one, allow your eighth chakra, yes, your sky chakra that is just a few inches above your head, and allow it to just open now. And just push it upwards slightly. Just visualize it just raising a bit higher and higher. And allow it to just crack open as if an unfolding of a golden majestic egg. Just feel it just opening up now. Feeling this and feeling this golden rays of energy coming out. Feel it falling down around your whole body as a beautiful golden egg. And feel yourself encompassed in it. And as you do so, feel it coming up through your feet and through your whole body and expanding out once more. And feel the rhythm that happens when this goes out through your crown, above your crown into your eighth, and down, down around your whole body and up again through your body, through your feet. Feel it as it rises your vibration. Raises your vibration as you feel this joy and love that is in it. You will see and grow in the way that you desire. Dearest one, you are on the right path. Allow yourself to express yourself fully now for who you truly are. You can be your full and authentic self. We send you the greatest love, and we take away any pain you may be holding around not having been able to say what your truth was. We take it, remove it to the light, never to return. We love you, dearest one. We hold you sacredly, and we are many here around you. We send our greatest love always, and so it is. We are complete. Amen, amen, amen.
Wow. That's powerful. Thank you so much for that.
Wow. You're so welcome. It always surprises me. So can I ask you what you do? Are you for a living, or what? Do you play music or do healings or?
I'm pretty much a writer. It's funny, like when I write, I create like these scenes, and I also like hear music when I'm writing. So I guess at some point, you know, I'm looking to whether it be like a play or whatever. You know, I kind of would have like music that I would put to a particular scene so that I can, like, write it. So when you were talking about the music aspect, I was like, wow, that's interesting, because that's kind of, like, a part of my process, although I don't play a particular instrument or anything like that.
Okay, wow, that's so cool. So what they're telling me is to just, you know, the golden egg thing that opens up, just do that every time you write or you want to materialize anything, and you'll see it's going to work so fast. You'll be like, what? Okay?
Wow, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that.
So welcome. Lots of love to you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you. One of the things I love about your style, Akasha, is the fact that you don't just do the reading or say it. You actually take, well, you open up to the guys to take people through a process as well. It's a little bit more than prediction or saying things are going to turn out right, but you actually take them through the experience where the healing is happening in that moment, right?
Yeah, I mean, I am more of a healer, so I think that comes naturally, and the guides know that, so I'll that's how I see energy. And I think also for me, readings, I don't know, I think when you're given the tool in the moment, then you can go off by yourself and decide what you want, whereas if a reading sometimes can be a bit limiting, or you'll start creating it with your filter, and sometimes it can hold you back instead of moving you forward.
Speaking of moving forward, let's move forward and go to Amanda. Amanda's got a question. Amanda, where are you calling from?
Hi there. I'm Indiana.
Indiana. Okay. All right.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. What's your question? Well, you talk to Akasha. You guys work it out.
Amanda. Hi.
Hi, Akasha.
How are you doing?
Thank you. I've listened to you before. It's a very big pleasure to talk to you today. Oh. Thank you. Narrowing this down, let's see. Going through this awakening process, I guess basically needing confirmation on my current feelings and thoughts. I've been thinking of reaching out for a mentor, not really sure because I have trust issues, and just basically hoping that I'm not crazy.
Okay. I know that feeling. They say that being crazy is, I think the description of crazy is something like having paranormal abilities.
Okay.
So for a lot of people come to me for that because I think I have carried that also, but it's remembering that when you think you're crazy, it's because you live in a world that's crazy. So just trust yourself. If you know you're not, so just trust that. So I'm going to see what the guides have to say, and I'm just being told that you have many angels around you. You also have goddess and fairy energy, and I can see that you've gone through many systems and you know, had to put up with a lot of people telling you what to do, and it's really important for you to just go towards yourself. So I feel like there will be mentors for you and teachers, but the most fundamental thing I think I can tell you right now, and the guides are pressing that upon me, is that trust yourself. Whatever feels right to you, whatever makes you happy and brings you joy, that's the right path for you to take. Anything that feels a bit off, don't take it upon yourself to doubt you, but just trust your judgment. And the other thing that they're telling me, and this is going to go for you and many others listening, is that a lot of the times we get through a healing process and then we have a real expansive moment, and then suddenly, like, the shit hits the fan and we're like, oh no, I haven't gone anywhere, I'm back where I am. The importance is that to know is that your soul brings up whatever you need to heal. So when there's other stuff like around, or doubts or fears or feeling like you can't trust, it's just coming up, and the people around you are kind of creating these situations so you can see how you react and what you're carrying and what you feel like you want to go towards. I hope that makes sense. So I'm going to ask for a channeling now for you.
And I'm going to mute your phone, Amanda, and we'll come to you when Akasha finishes, okay?
Thank you so much.
Great.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. So I asked to be a pure neutral channel, and I asked for the highest, most loving, most appropriate guide to bring forward a message of light for Amanda at this time. Dearest ones, this is we, the Arcturians. Indeed, we come forward, for it is important for you to have your energy field cleansed. We see that this is important, that it be exposed by many of you listening, and so it is important, very important, we say, that you have any entities or energies removed from your energy field. We would like to create a vortex of light now, and we would like to make it spin at its highest frequency possible down through each one of your chakras. If you are willing, you do not need to take this in if you do not want to. We only want to help, and we will never force anything upon any of you. It is always a free will from your part. But if you are so willing, we ask that you open your frequency now in just allowing us to come through. and just feeling this energy that we are bringing down as it's spiraling down through your crown, through your third eye, your throat, down through your heart, solar plexus, down through your sacral base, and down your legs, knees, calves, and feet into the center of the earth. Feel this grounding process. We're cleansing out and removing any energies that are not for your highest and best good. As we take them to the light, Jesus comes forward and the Arcturians, and we are creating this ring and circle of light around each and every one of you. Feel this vibrating energy as it travels down, cleansing out anything that is not for your highest and best good. Feel it remove these entities or energies that are holding you back from being your true and expansive self. Indeed, they do not have dominion, they do not have right, and so at this time we ask you, if you are willing and if this feels right for you, to say, please leave now, I send you to the light, never to return. And feel this energy as it rises from your heart. Feel your arms coming outwards towards the side of your body, and feel this relief as they leave. We are cleansing, 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 taking all this energy away to the light, vibrating at the highest level. And we are here holding you. Do not distrust this, for we are seeing that you fear, but it is okay to just let go. We are cutting this cord that is attached to you and your Father, as it is not serving your highest and best good, and removing energies around. We are helping others that are listening also. So just being aware and knowing that whatever is right for you, you will receive. We are taking this energy to the light now and just cleansing out. You may feel this vortex as it opens up in your solar plexus and down in your sacral. For many of you, there is also the base chakra that is working, and we are taking this energy now, taking it, taking it, taking it, removing anything that is not for your highest good. Yes, there is also one in the back of your heart you may feel for some of you, just allowing it to drain out now, as you just accept this is for your highest and best good, and you allow it to take place, breathing in and out. We wish to remind you that you are here to be joyful. You are here to be of service of yourself and others, and it is your time to shine, and so we allow you to do so as we take away any remaining filaments, cords, chips, eggs, debris, anything that is not serving your highest and best good. Yes, and any cloaks, anything that has made you hide from who you truly are, we are taking it, removing it now forever, never to return. And so we allow it just to happen, breathing in and out. And the chains from your feet, we see that many of you have been carrying chains, we remove it. And one of you has a plate of metal upon your knee at this time, remove it, we take it to the light. Feeling this new body as it emerges, you feel your feet, these roots growing down to the earth as you embark on this new journey. And so it is, you send it to the light. Bringing in this energy now, we allow it to flow. We are waking all your meridians where they need, yes, bringing it in. And as we bring down the golden white light to infuse your whole body now, feel it as it travels down, great, as a beautiful syrup of light, feeling it go down through your head, down through your throat, down through your heart, your solar plexus, down through your whole base, down your legs, your knees, your calves, bathing in your calves, just giving yourself this beautiful grounding process, and down through your feet into the center of the earth. Feel your light as it awakens, and this awareness, this consciousness, that you can do whatever it is you desire. We are with you, and we wish to work with each one of you listening. Call upon us. We are the Arcturians, and we wish to assist you. Akasha will be bringing forward this energy more and more, and we wish for you too, for it is your mission to bring the awareness to this earth and to raise the consciousness and vibration. You all have a purpose here, and it is all important for you to access this. Dearest Amanda, we are so grateful that you have brought forward this energy for many, and it is important that you value yourself fully and completely, and you know that you are right and that you have the gifts that you need. See what you have orchestrated in the here and now. This is true power, dearest one. We love you and we bless you as we hold you in our arms for
for the next 3 to 4 days. We send this beautiful light and we ask for Jesus Christ to come into each one of your beings. Indeed, for many this will sound strange, but we are sending this energy in and we are asking you to just accept the light that is around you. If any energies to arise in the next 3 days that are not for your highest and best good or feel challenging to you, just ask them to acknowledge them and then ask them to be left, to be released, deleted, uncreated in every time, space, and dimension, and allow your light to rise as it is yours to have. We wish to stop here. As we see, we are talking on and on, but it is important for you to hold it. Hold the light, dearest one. We bless you always, and so it is. We are complete. Amen, amen, amen.
I didn't know I unmuted myself there.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
So you're good? You got everything you need, Amanda?
That is absolutely what I needed. Thank you. Bless.
That was really powerful for me. That's never happened like that on on a radio. And I just wish to remind you of your force and power and beauty, and that you never distrust yourself ever again. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Akasha.
Oh, thank you so much, Amanda. Lots of love to you.
Lots of love.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Amanda, for standing in, because sometimes we don't want to be seen as crazy, lost our minds, or like they say in England, lost your marbles.
Yeah.
But yes, you got to lose your marbles to find yourself sometimes. Akasha, thank you. I have to bring you back. I'm always having questions. I love life. I love finding out people's story, and questions are always being generated. But I know time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. And I just want to ask you this quick question. When you are channeling, what is that experience like for you? Where is Akasha Bird? What does that look like for you or feel like?
Yeah, it's quite strange. It's a really nice feeling. It feels really beautiful. My mind kicks in still. You know, I still have my ego that's like, what are you saying? This is weird. And then it just takes over. And it's like I have, you know, I mean, I'm talking and it's just flowing out of my mouth. I mean, I really don't have any control. I mean, I do and I don't. It's a weird process, but it's just like, and then afterwards I come out and I feel the energy rushing through my body. And then when I come out, even though I was present throughout, it's really hard to recollect what just happened. It's like straight.
Yes, I understand. This spiritual path, this spiritual realm transcends what we can explain or even understand with our intellectual mind. So I'm with you on that one. My sister, I love and appreciate you. I'm grateful for the work you're doing, for who you are, how you show up, your joyful self, and just, you know, blending, being a bridge and making it feel comfortable and relaxed. And I think we have a comment here by one of our listeners. She didn't call in. Margot. Okay, I'm pulling the comment up. She posted on Facebook. But everything is not as fast as Akasha tapping into the guide. So let's see. Here it is. She said, I've been listening on the phone and feeling the blessings. Thank you, Ade and Akasha, and your laughter. What a gift. Yes. Thank you, Margot.
Lots of love.
As we get ready to release you, anything you want to share with our listeners? I know you're working on a course, you're working on a book, and just anything else you want to share with our listeners before you go.
Yeah, so I do personal healings, and I do a weekly healing, a monthly healing group.
You just got another assignment.
And my website's divineinnermagic.com, and I'll be starting classes actually that are orchestrated by the Arcturians, the beings of light that I was channeling. And if you want to join my newsletter or follow me on Facebook or even just listen, I have a radio show on Blog Talk as well on Saturday at the same time. It's 12 in Eastern Standard and 6 p.m. here in France. And I just hope everyone is blessed today and for this week, and that you all trust yourself before anything else. Know what's right for you. Mm-hmm. Listen to your intuition. A lot of my courses will be about that, connecting, learning how to channel, connect your intuition, know what's right for you. Think to loved ones, past loved ones, quite far out, but also very simple. And just lots and lots of love to everyone. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what I love about far out? That's where the true essence of who we are resides, far out. It's not in what we see in the mirror. So, yes, bring it. Yes, I love the far out conversation. I'm just crazy like that, and I am at peace with my crazy.
Oh,
my sister, thank you, thank you. I'm going to be calling you, I don't know if it's today, or if not today, in the next few days, and if you're not near Skype, that's fine, we'll connect. I want to talk a little bit more about the Arcturian. I've got some questions for you. I want to find out more about them. But anyway, we'll talk soon. Thank you, my darling. I appreciate you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure, and I really see your light, and thank you for everything you contribute and to this planet. I really thank you for that, and thanks to Celeste as well, who just carries this beacon of light, who is a beacon of light like yourself, and just lots and lots of love to you both, and everyone who's behind the scene that I may not be aware of, everyone. Lots of love.
And the people we can't actually see in the physical, we give thanks for them too.
yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, I forget to do that, but just I'll close sacred space around the show at the end, even though you won't hear me, but so everyone knows that. And just, thanking all our guides, great gratitude to them, and knowing that you can connect to them. Everyone listening, you have your own guides, you can connect to them. Just trust what you're receiving. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, darling. Have a great evening, and look forward to having another conversation with you. Peace and blessings.
Me too, my friend. Lots and lots of love.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Life is good, it's getting better. I'll see. I need to take a quick call and talk to my friend Juanita, and then maybe we can squeeze in a question for Life Coach Ade. I think Life Coach Ade is here. He gets busy sometimes, but he may be able to answer a question if time permits. Juanita, how are you doing, my friend?
Hi, I'm good, Ade. How are you?
I am good. It is so nice to see you, to hear you. It's been a long time.
I know. Well, like I said, I was just stopping by to say hello and noticed a message popped up saying you were about to be on the air, and I wanted to join you, and wow, today was a very interesting topic. I pray to be much more open like you are, but in the past I've definitely shunned away saying that is not my reality and not listened much to the topic that you've been sharing with everyone today. So it was good to kind of hear that. I guess that was, not I guess, but it was my purpose for being here today, to open me up a little bit more. So.
That's right. It's your folks on the other side nudging you gently, like, come here, because she won't listen to us. Let's send it to some other crazy folks, so she could know it's okay to be who you be.
It's
nice to hear you, and my love to your family, and I look forward to us talking and connecting some more. All right?
Well, thank you so much. And I look
You're
forward
welcome.
To supporting you more. I sent requests to all of, invitation to all of my friends to make sure they join and listen to your shows. They're very positive and uplifting. So definitely
you.
Look forward to joining you more.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that, darling. Have a great day. And yes, life is good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful for this moment that we all get to share together.
You know, this is the perfect time for us to be who we came here to be. You know, no matter what you judge. Here, let me tell you something real quick here. Let me tell you folks something. Let me tell you a secret. Come here. I'm going to whisper it because we don't want everybody to hear it. See, what you judge about yourself, what other people judge about you, is your gift. That's why they judge it. They're afraid of it. So now you can stop judging it and just embrace it and let yourself fly. We need you. We need you. The world needs you. There's a lot going on. Ah, but that's just a secret I share with you right now. I think we've got one question. I think we've got time to deal with it. Let me see. Let me go to my co-producer who's telling me. She's like, hurry up, hurry up. No, she didn't. I'm making that up. I'm lying. I'm lying. Well, you know, we all lie, and that's the truth. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, producer. If you would like for me to read that question, my computer just froze, so I can't open it. So I know that there's an Anita who has a question about lightworkers for you, but I cannot open it.
That's okay. You emailed the question to me because that's how you roll. You're always on top of things.
So, indeed.
You know. And for those who listen regularly, I always have the question. I don't read it before Celeste reads it, but I try not to read it because once I start reading it, I start hearing the answer. If you figure that,
start preaching.
And then I can't read the whole. Yeah, so I have to just wait. I have to close my eyes and let Celeste read it. But today I'm going to try and read the question, all of it, before responding. It's kind of hard sometimes.
And watch your time.
Oh, yes. Yeah, watch time. Okay, no, stay focused. How does one know that they are a light worker? Do you have to receive a special calling, or do others have to point it out to you? Are we all light workers? Well, Rita wants to know how do you know. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. Somehow there's an echo, but that's a – yeah, I'm done with you for now. So thank you. It's all about love. Let me go back to Rita, please. Okay, Rita wants to know – do you have to receive a special calling? Yes. Do others have to point it out to you? Yes. Are we all light workers? Yes. Because the special calling came way before you were conceived. The fact that you're asking the question is reminding yourself that you are indeed a light worker. What is a light worker? It's somebody who brings light, who helps other people feel light in times of trouble. A light worker can be like my dear sister on the phone right now, who is a social worker, who helps people with addiction and other stuff that they deal with. A light worker can be a police officer when you help people to get to understand the law so they can stop being silly. Let's put it that way. So, yes, but there are different ways to express your light worker beingness. For some, it's the way Akasha does it. For some, it's the way I do it. For some, it's writing a book. For some, you can be a nanny. Yes, we are all light workers, you just got to figure out your unique way of downloading and expressing the light. So the special calling, you already got it. You called yourself out and said, I want to go on planet Earth because I know this is a soul agreement to download the light. And when other people see it, it's a reminder. So people will point it out to you, and sometimes people point it out, we don't see it. We run from it. I know people used to tell me, you're such a storyteller. I'm like, no, I'm not a storyteller. I didn't even like people telling me I'm a storyteller. It's like, stop it. And then eventually I listen to myself. I'm like, dude, get over yourself. You take everything and weave it together. Because I had a story about what it means to be a storyteller, what that looks like. And yes, we are all light workers. We are all healers. My definition of healers, a healer is someone who raises the vibration for other people to step into who they really are. So, Rita, you are a light worker. You have received a special anointing from me, and go forth and listen to your inner guide and continue to shine your light. See, this world is full of magic and everything, but at the same time, you receive the answer simply by asking the question. So you are it. So get over it and just go forth and shine your light and help people be enlightened. It's really that simple. And don't be afraid. Trust the process. Trust is important. Surrender is important. There's so much more I can say about that, but I won't, because time is doing what time does. It's moving. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, I just want to say thank you, for all of you who joined us, Akasha Bird, my guest, disguised as silent listeners, or silent listeners disguised as guests, Juanita, Love and Happiness, New Jace, it's nice to see you, or usually listen, but this is, well, I haven't seen you log into the chat in a long time, Peaceful, what is it, Peacemaker, Zoe, thank you, Ruler of the Vibe, Sun Goddess Kai, and all the others that I don't see, those of you listening online, Tanya was around earlier, Margot, everybody, within radio listeners and archive listeners, thank you, You are the answered prayer. You are the answered prayer. So someone is praying right now, and you are the answered prayer. Show up and let God show out. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Back tomorrow, having a conversation on how we support boys to become men, how to become emotionally intelligent, how we can raise young boys to recognize and know who they are. The brothers are joining me, so make sure you tune in, 12 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can go to iTunes and just type in Life Conversations, and you can find me there. Well, me, not me. Well, the virtual me. And Celeste and Ombassa on Thursday. So be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to say, I need a hug. I need you to help me. Don't listen to all the other BS about that. You got to stand alone. We are moving from independence to interdependence. This is Troy Horn, and he's reminding us that we are God-like, each and every one of us. Ooh, I love you so much. See you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Circle of life, it's kind of strange sometimes, it breaks my heart, but all of life is change. When I look into their eyes, I see them God-like. Got the sun in their smile, so bright. And no matter what I hear about the dark night, I know that everything around me is perfect, alright. I look into their eyes, I see them God-like. Got the sun in their smile, say they want my soul. All of this doom and gloom is getting kind of old. See, life is precious, gone in a flash. You better learn to celebrate it while it lasts. See, I don't know what you've come to do, but I'ma live my life until my life is through. Flow shed this light, let it glimmer on those. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue holding in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. It's morning gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. To hand it down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on. When I look into your eyes, I see the I'm
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.